think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. People want to do almost everything faster. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, speed reading.
There's such a premium these days on efficiency. And so we feel like we're wasting time at so many of the things we're doing that we like to find ways to improve on our processes. And one of the places where there's been a lot of attention focused on trying to get those improvements is in reading.
So well, apparently we've known for over half a century how to speed read, haven't we?
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, no. So Evelyn Wood, who if you grew up in the 1960s or 70s, you remember her name from the Evelyn Wood speed reading course. And they would show you pictures of people on TV running their hands quickly down a page and then saying, "I just finished War and Peace." So when people read, they read about 250 words a minute, a little bit slower if it's very complex text, a little bit faster if you're reading something that isn't so complicated. But we actually speak faster than that. And the question has been, is there a way of really increasing people's reading speed? Can we get people to read and not just process words, but actually comprehend the text?
Well, that's the rub, isn't it? It's not, I mean, getting through a book, meaning you're turning all the pages, is not the same thing as actually understanding what you
think. I can usually do that in like 10 seconds. but you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, the issue is there is a trade-off between the level of comprehension you get of the material, particularly as the material gets more complex, and your ability to read it quickly. There's a great review paper that came out in the journal Psychological Science in the Public Interest. And one of the things that they do in this article is to point out that unlike certain sorts of interventions you might want to do on people's psychology, where you're not sure if it would work or not, you know, there's work now on, you know, can you run a induce a current into people's brains using these magnets, and will that influence, you know, and you could make the argument the jury is still out on about exactly how effective this is. But as they point out in this article, there is so much research on reading over the last 50 years, the jury is not out on this one. And the verdict is that if you increase people's reading speed substantially above what they would do naturally when reading that text, then reading comprehension suffers. Full stop.
Ta-da!
We're done.
The promise of being able to get through what you have to do, not what you choose to do, what you have to do more quickly, is enticing. I mean, we understand the promise of that. If you're reading something you don't know anything about and you really want to understand it, of course, it's going to take more time to process the information you're trying to ingest. But if you really know a lot about something, you only need several word cues that tell you, oh, this paragraph is about that, and I already know about that. So you really are understanding the article, but you're bringing a wealth of understanding that's already in your memory before you start to read.
And this brings up an important point. So let's start by saying, what are the sources of slowness in reading? One of them is just the perceptual process. So it does take a certain amount of time for your eyes to scan across a line of text. And it turns out you have to fixate just about every other word because as we've talked about on other shows, the area of good visual acuity that you get is actually quite narrow. It's about the size of your thumbnail at arm's length. So you really do have to look at a lot of the words in order to get the details about the words. Now, some speed reading apps try to fix that by using what's called Rapid Serial Visual Presentation, which has the wonderful acronym RSVP, where they flash the words, you stare in one place, and they flash the words at you at a faster rate. And that can increase your ability to process a number of words relative to what you have to do when you're scanning across them. The problem is that if you miscomprehend something and need to go back, you can't go back.
Yeah.
And we are constantly making what are called retrograde movements where you're moving, say in English, left to right across the text, and now you realize you didn't quite understand something and you go back to something you read and reread it. So doing that slows the process down. And you can speed people up a little bit, but there's still a bit of a loss of efficiency in those situations where people need to go back and understand something again. There's another issue, too, which is if we think about what slows us down in reading, a lot of us think, well, it must be the mechanics of reading. It must be the you know, moving our eyes across the page and that comprehension. A lot of what slows us down in reading is the desire to multitask while we're reading. Right. So, you know, you're reading something that's a piece of, you know, nonfiction, let's say, that you have to get through in order to complete a particular task, but the deadline is far away. And so halfway through it, you think, you know what, I got this other thing I could do right now. Or I wonder if anybody sent me a message. Or, and so you keep shifting away from the reading. And in fact, engaging for longer with the text will let you get through that text faster. And so one of the things that some of these apps can do that can be beneficial, even if you keep the reading speed itself slow enough that you're actually comprehending it, is force you to stay with it a little bit longer and not to keep turning away and doing something else. And one of the things, for example, so when somebody's on a deadline, they might actually get much more efficient at their reading. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have somehow now found a way to speed up their reading speed, so much as they've got enough deadline pressure to keep them on task.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite sayings, I don't know if it's ever gotten in a show before, after NASA lost track of the Mars Observer, which was a $1 billion project that had been sent to explore Mars, and at one of the mid-course corrections they were making, somebody miscalculated the extent of thrust because they calculated using pounds and it was in a metric. And this thing, you know, went off into unknown regions of space. This was a time when NASA's theme and their message was faster, cheaper, better. And this engineer at NASA, after all this was over, said quite astutely, faster, cheaper, better, pick two.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of feeling age with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.